some of the biggest school systems in the country, including those in Los Angeles and New York, are joining in the movement to change the way food is produced. This week, half a dozen of these schools announced that in the future, the chicken meat in their school lunches will only come from birds raised without antibiotics. NPR's Dan Charles covers food and farming. So, Dan, take us through here, and let's start, you know, by backing up. It might seem obvious, but why do chickens get antibiotics?
Part of it is what you would think. They get antibiotics when they get sick. But then beyond that, the poultry producers often just feed them antibiotics to keep them from getting sick. And also, at least in the past, they've gotten antibiotics to help them grow faster. And there are critics of the industry who say, you know, these antibiotics have become kind of like a cheap crutch, and the poultry producers have been using them too much.
Well, then what's the harm in that? Because these school districts, we should note, collectively feed about 3 million students a day, and they're part of a national group called the Urban School Food Alliance, and according to their website, they're trying to incorporate sound environmental practices in their school lunch purchasing. So what are the concerns about too much antibiotics?
Right. I feel like I have to clarify what the real risk is, because we're not talking about antibiotic residues in the meat. The antibiotics are supposed to be gone by the time the animals are slaughtered, and, you know, almost all the time they are. And so we're not talking about antibiotics in the meat. What we're worried about is the use of antibiotics in the chicken houses. Because as you know from your own antibiotic use, if you use the drugs too much, the bacteria can become resistant to them. So the idea is if the farmers are feeding the chickens too many antibiotics too often, there will be more antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and that could migrate to people. If they infect people, then those drugs will not be useful in treating the infection.
So it's not about children eating antibiotics, you know, through eating this meat. So tell us more about why you think school districts are taking this up.
I personally find this interesting. So the Urban Food Alliance, the Urban School Food Alliance, is saying they want to safeguard the health of the children. That's what they said in their press release. But that's stretching it a little bit, because the risks to the children are not so immediate. I mean, the risks from overusing antibiotics are very broad. In many cases, they're long-term. In fact, if there are antibiotic-resistant bacteria on the meat, it's the cafeteria workers who are, you know, cooking the raw meat that are most at risk, not the kids that actually eat the cooked meat. Mm-hmm. What's happening here, I think, is there is a broad food reform movement in this country. It wants to force the poultry and the pork and the beef industries to reduce their use of antibiotics. And the people who are buying food for these big city school districts have joined in the movement, partly they just because it's good public policy, you know, for the long term. And partly, I think, because they can tell their constituencies, you know, parents, that they're doing all they can to provide, you know, good, healthy food options.
Well, and it's always a good thing to think of the long term effects of something. It may not be that a child eats the antibiotics, but there will be potentially disease-resistant bacteria produced by those antibiotics that may ultimately affect the kids somehow. But can pressure from these school systems actually force these poultry companies to change?
It will make a difference, but it's just one factor in a bigger struggle. There's a larger movement to buy chickens that have not been fed antibiotics. Fast food companies like Chick-fil-A are on board with this, and the chicken companies are responding. They're learning how to do this. According to USDA's statistics, there's $1 billion worth of chicken sold each year that were not fed antibiotics.
Yeah, and well, these schools might have to pay a little more for the antibiotic-free chicken, but they are, it sounds like, willing to do it. Dan Charles, who covers food and farming for NPR. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.